Welcome to Investa, a podcast series devoted to conversations with Vesta associates and clients to help all business owners make better decisions. Hosted by Brad Saunders, Director of Strategy and Coaching at Vesta.
Hello and welcome to Vesta's Investa podcast. Don't adjust your camera. I am not Brad Saunders. My name is Sean Bailey. I'm a tax manager with Vesta. And our expert guest today is actually Brad Saunders, so your normal host. So welcome to the other side of the couch, Brad.
Yeah, it's not quite as comfortable as your spot, though, I can tell.
And we make it do, right?
Yeah.
Brad, everyone knows you as our host. Can you explain a little bit about what you do at Vesta, what your role is, and kind of what you're talking to us about today?
Sure, absolutely. So my title is Director of Strategy and Coaching. What that means is that I'm trying to work with business owners determining what strategic approach to their business may look like, using methodology like coaching, consulting, many other different avenues to build it. But it's a relationship job. It's getting to know their business and helping them better understand how we can maybe give them some advice to improve.
Perfect. And so, Brad, your kind of role with Vesta is you were kind of the forefront of advisory services, right? A little bit different than our normal tax and accounting work.
Yeah, so it's interesting to me where an accounting firm decides that they actually do have to give better advice to business owners. My history is longtime small business ownership, and I remember the days where, you know, you met with them quickly, they did your taxes, and then there's a surprise check I had to write in April, typically, where I think when I came here, when Jerry came here, my predecessor, the motion was to try to build better and stronger relationships, but then to try to help give better information to business owners. At one time, we even talked about the acumen of owning a business, right? Understanding the things you need to know. So that was the kickoff. And then today, obviously significantly different with, six defined different sections in regards to advisory services.
So again, Brad, I think, I know a little bit about the advisory services being a part of the tax planning service line lead, but can you tell us what advisory services are and how that's different from consulting?
Sure, absolutely. So let's start with consulting compared to advisory first. I've always been trained and I understand consulting to be something that you would hire somebody to do with an expertise. They'd review the information available. And then the big deliverable was a big, huge document that most business owners wouldn't read all the way through that told you how to fix the problem. And that was really what consulting is. Compared to advisory work, what we want is we want to better understand not only the financial aspects of the business, but what are the things keeping you up at night? What are the hurdles? What are the things you don't see coming at you from around the corner? And then using a method of a meeting rhythm, basically, to help understand how to address those things, maybe redefine the goals, and then ultimately hold them accountable to doing the things they said they'd do. So slightly different there. Our services specifically are tax planning, as you know. We do transitional strategy, strategic coaching. We have the business valuation part of our business. And then we also have data analytics and management reporting, two specifically different functions of advisory here too.
Very cool. So it sounds like, it's a different skill set than maybe the compliance or record keeping. So what kind of skills make a successful advisor?
Yeah, good question. I think anybody could be a good advisor. I think they have to pay attention to some soft skills, though, and those soft skills being more towards communication and relationship, right? The ability to do active listening, for example. That's one of the hardest skills for people that aren't used to meeting with people that they don't know very often. And it's really fairly easy. It's a matter of hearing what somebody says and asking them questions to get clarity in your mind. But ultimately, as you're asking those questions, it's helping the business owner actually answer those questions in his mind. So that's one of the key ones. And then after that is it's the ability to hold somebody accountable to what they said, right? And again, not with a big stick, but ultimately of how that could change your business, why that makes difference to your personal financial situation, and then using that that carrot, if you may, to help them achieve the goals that they're after achieving.
Hopefully not the stick too much.
Not the stick too much, correct.
Those sound like pretty valuable skills, and I guess I can see and understand it on the accounting side, why it would make sense, but tell me why a business owner might need an advisor, should seek out an advisor.
Sure. The key phrase here is that, business owners just don't know what they don't know, mm-hmm. right? And the best part about with Vesta's team is all of us that are in the advisory, world, we've got the experience of working with hundreds of different companies in similar situations. So where the small business owner simply has what he's done as his experience, bringing in somebody that's a trusted advisor helps them share experiences maybe we've seen with other clients that are similar, or ask those questions that we know could lead to some of the results that we expect to see through this business owner. Again, if you don't know, how do you change, right? So helping people understand, that's the big thing that we do.
Yeah, that's great. I know you listed the suite of services that we offer. I think it'd be helpful to kind of go, you know, through the list, and we can talk a little bit more. So
sure.
Obviously this one I'm a little bit close to. So why don't we start off with tax planning? What is tax planning? Why is it helpful?
Yeah, I think the secret word you have is it's the superpower, right? And business owners understand that specifically. If I can get a market advantage or a business advantage, the one best way to do it is to make sure that you're talking about, you know, the amount of dollars you're going to have to spend on taxes, being prepared for it, and or, you know, what are strategies that we can use to help minimize those occurrences so that we can invest more back into our businesses. So that's kind of where the tax planning comes in more than anything else.
Yeah, I think, you know, calling it a superpower is a great way to describe it. You know, as a business owner, how important cash flow planning could be. So just even on that level to know, having multiple service offerings of just a tax plan or projection, live planning, integrated planning with a financial advisor as well, being able to offer different service levels to all of our clients just gives us more clarity into what's going on for their picture, paints a narrative about what the story was for the prior year as well, and just it makes them feel more whole that somebody's listening to what's going on with their business.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, rooted in the exact same things in strategic coaching and transition strategy is that, you know, building a strong enough relationship that we have a trusted relationship, and then talking through the issues. They're not usually bad issues. They're things we have to address, things that have to be taken care of, but there's usually a lot of tools, there's a lot of information, and then again, our advisors have significant knowledge in regards to specifically how to make it go the right way.
And again, too, we're willing to work with other financial advisors or professionals to make sure that you have your full team there too, which is great. Yeah. I know we've talked about it previously, but you know, as a former or recovering business owner yourself,
yep.
What is a good time to do tax planning?
Yeah, as soon as possible is the first thing I say. I know on another episode we talked to Josh a little bit, and sometimes the tax laws aren't real clear at the 1st of January. So, you know, planning as you get to the point where you're actually submitting your tax return is super important. But I think you've stated it best, is the fall tends to be when business owners want to start paying attention to that. They know tax season is coming. They've gotten through their summer, you know, enjoyed their time that they could with their families. So, you know, September, October, I do see several of our clients coming through and talking with our relationship managers specifically about taxes, for sure.
And our advisors are always willing to work with people, right, given seasonality or whatever may be going on in their life.
Yeah, good point.
So with that, we're going to use a transition into transition strategy.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you kind of touched on it. The transition strategy is trying to align the personal goals of the business owner and the business goals of the business so that at a certain point, when the business owner selects, they're able to actually step back from the business or transcend to family, or maybe they transcend to an internal ownership group, a management group or something, or you have the option of selling that business or liquidating that business. So transition strategy is just that. It's creating business plans in order to prepare for strategy. No different than we put a growth strategy together. It's the exit strategy is what we have to work on.
So to me, what it sounds like is kind of having a playbook or a game plan for what your business looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it this way. In the last few years of owning your business, you know, if you didn't have that playbook and something happened to you, who's going to make sure it goes the right way? Who's going to help make sure the business value is maintained? Who's going to help get the people involved that need to be involved to give longevity to the employees that are there?
And with that event, right, that's not something that's happening frequently for a lot of business owners, right? It is kind of that once, that big impact. And so, you know, that once in a lifetime kind of event is pretty large.
Yeah, 99% of business owners have that as once in a lifetime, right? There's some crazy business owners like me that have done it two or three times, but ultimately I think that is the traditional end to owning a business. It's a celebration though. It's not a sad event. It typically is the launch of a business owner into their retirement years, and they've gotten rid of or actually handled one of their biggest assets, their business, in the right way so that it manages them for the years after running that business.
I know we've talked about these sub-advisory service lines and how a CPA or a CFP is helpful for tax planning. Is there any designation that goes with transition strategy?
Yeah, so I'm qualified and trained as a CEPA, which is the Certified Exit Planning Advisor. And you make a really good point, is that that doesn't make me the expert at all the aspects of transition. That makes me the quarterback, really, right? So I'm the person that can make sure that we're getting the right information from your financial planner and right information from the CPA, guiding the attorney to make sure the documents are correct for a sell or a buy transition. But a person like myself, experienced in exit number one and then trained in the methodologies of exit, you get a plan or a process for that. Our process is very distinct. Three big bridges we have to cross, and you know, the first, like anything, the first one is simply get ready, plan, right? And then use some form of coaching to help achieve your goals. And then the last bridge is my favorite, is decide. Is this the year? Am I going to go out, or am I going to continue to grow?
That's really cool. I think what's also unique about transition strategy is there's two opportunities, right? There's a buy side and a sell side.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us about buy-sell consulting? I know that is something that we help with.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously, if somebody's in a life position to sell their business into a third party, there has to be a buyer involved, right? Mm-hmm. So the preparation for a seller is understanding value, understanding your gaps, documenting. That's probably one of the most important things, is creating the documentation to show that, hey, this didn't happen, but I have a plan for it, or here's our processes. Processes recently have been one of those kind of non-tangibles that brings super value to the company when it comes to the selling point. On the buy side, completely opposite. Buyers are super smart nowadays. There's a lot of information out there. They understand the multiples. They understand the metrics, right? So buyers, on the other hand, are doing that due diligence work, digging into the financials, digging into the actual vendors and customers, understanding what the concentrations are of both. So again, similar service, but ultimately you have to know where your goal is if you're selling or buying before we engage.
And I imagine too, during that process, right, it's something very different than what the business owner has been doing before. And so you mentioned the need for an accountability partner. And so
that's
probably one place where you're just very vital for that business owner then, right?
Yeah. And that's, that's been a challenge. I think today business owners are more open to conversation about their business. They're more open to advice. I would say personally, women-owned business owners are very good at seeking out the information to run their business better, where my generation tended to be the generation that said, I know everything, don't tell me nothing, right? So I think Vesta's in a perfect position as they start growing and developing better advisory services, because that's what this younger generation of business owners is looking for. They're looking for collaboration. They want to know what other people have done right and wrong, quite frankly, so they can get better.
And so your experience as a former business owner probably leads well then into strategic coaching for that next generation then as well.
Yeah, exactly. So strategic coaching is where I started. Again, once I sold my last business, I was fortunate enough to join a small group of people in Wisconsin that were helping business owners directly with strategic coaching. And again, there's no secret to that. It's teaching, facilitating, and then holding people accountable. And you picked on the most important one, is the accountability part. But my experience is this, is that the meeting rhythm really is the accountability part. So if you get into a situation where you engage with us in a coaching engagement, you may find me there every other week, maybe every month. But ultimately, you know I'm coming. We're trying to keep the same date, same time of the month, same time of the week, so that there's no surprises. So that as we talk about things we want to get done before the next time that I come back, it kind of gives the business owner a short to-do list. And if they keep checking off their to-dos, they'll find themselves actually starting to succeed in their goals.
So I see a lot of similarities between that and transition strategy. It's developing the game plan, right? It's just maybe that time frame is a little bit further out.
Yeah, exactly. Transition strategy usually leads to coaching of some sort, because typically during transition strategy, we identify some gaps and then we can use coaching and accountability to help close those gaps. But you don't have to be in transition to use strategic coaching. You're ultimately just looking for a better way to kind of break through that invisible ceiling that's holding you back. And that's the fun part too, because when you see business owners set goals and actually achieve those goals, there's a lot of pride.
I'm sure. I bet we could all use a strategic coach at some point in our life.
For sure, all business owners could. They just don't know.
Yeah. Well, Brad, that's been great. I think there's a lot more we still want to unpack here. So I think it would make sense for us to kind of take a pause here and continue this conversation at a later point.
Sure. Awesome.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Brad.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Investa. Be sure to subscribe and join us every month for guests sharing new insights on accounting, wealth, and advisory for your business success. You've been listening to Investa.